sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Friday, August 29th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Every Friday during our second hour, we have a discussion with Pastor Chatfield having to do with history, the Bible, the Constitution, ending up in current events. Hopefully going to have a great one for you today. The original 13 colonies and their religion. So good morning, sir. Good topic. Let's get going.
All right. Good morning. Okay. So we have 13 colonies, which comprise eventually the original 13 states. And I'm teaching through this now in American history. All right. Beginning in 1607 with Virginia, Jamestown, the founding of Jamestown, and then ending in 1732 with Georgia. Let me give you, we're going to go over this, not in chronological order, but in divided up into three sections, which is the way it's taught generally in history. And it was regarded at the time, New England colonies, middle colonies, and southern colonies. The New England colonies are considered to be Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. With Massachusetts by far the largest. Massachusetts was founded in, if we want to count Plymouth Colony, give me back. Okay, Plymouth Colony, that's the Pilgrims, the Scroobyites, the Separatists. They came to America in 1620. They were kind of blown off course. They were planning on settling in the northern parts of Virginia, were blown off course, were outside the King's Charter. So before they disembarked the ship, they signed what became known as the Mayflower Compact, an agreement between the Separatists and the strangers, the non-Separatists. A Separatist was somebody that was used to be a part of the Church of England, but they believed that churches ought to be separate. So they didn't want to be known as Anglicans. But there were people on board the Mayflower that were Anglicans, and they signed this agreement that said, we're going to make laws, and we're going to obey the laws that we make. Really, a historic document in 1620. Mayflower Compact, we say this, we make the kids memorize this. Probably one of those things that I'll end up saying on my, put it on Facebook eventually. The Mayflower Compact, very important. Maybe the first statement of self-government in the history of the world. And that was in 1620. By 1630, you had the larger Massachusetts Bay Colony come. And between 1630 and 1643 is the period of time called the Great Migration. There was an increased persecution of the Puritans from England, under King James, and it was a mass migration to Massachusetts. Now, the founders of Plymouth Colony, they were separatist. The Massachusetts Colony, with John Winthrop as the first leader, they were Puritans. Here's the difference. A Puritan wanted to purify the Church of England. The separatist wanted to separate from it. The Puritans didn't like Roman Catholic practices and remnants of Roman Catholicism that were still in the Anglican Church. They wanted a more pure church. Plus the fact the Puritans wanted something called a theocratic Puritanism. And I hear the music. I'll come back after this.
Yeah, good place for a break. I'm Trucker Randy. He's Pastor Chatfield. We're your defending fathers talking history and religion. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. You were going to talk about the Puritans, I believe.
The Puritans wanted to purify the Church of England. The Separatists wanted to separate from the Church of England. Those who settled at Plymouth in 1620 They didn't see the state and the church being one. They wanted separate churches and separate independent autonomous churches. That's kind of a Baptist idea. And most of your listeners may not know that the idea of denominations, Roman Catholicism, Anglicanism, Methodism are all denominations and bunches of churches, or Global Methodists now, or United Methodists. There's two large sections of Methodists now. Global Methodists, much more conservative than United Methodists. There's been a split in the Methodist church in the last couple of years, where Global Methodists, those who are not going to go along with woke ideology and theology, they've separated. Many of the churches in northern Michigan are now called themselves Global Methodists. They believe the Bible, whereas the United Methodists, by and large, have abandoned the Bible. And those Methodists that didn't like that formed their own group called Global Methodists. But they're denominations, and they're connected to each other nationwide or even worldwide. But not can so.
I, yes. Can I ask you to hold on to your thought for 1 second? I have often wondered this question, and I've never researched it. And now that I have you on the show for how many years we've been doing it, you just triggered a question that I've been dying to ask you for years. Different denominations of the Christian faith. Did this come from our disciples, the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ? Did this come from kings? Did this come from countries? Where did all these various denominations, because you talk about it all the time, Methodists, Lutheran, the Baptists, the Southern Baptists, I mean, where did denominations start? How did it come about when basically you're dealing with Jesus Christ, a Jew, and during biblical times, crucified on the cross? How did we come up with all these different faiths, factions, and denominations?
Well, it certainly didn't start with the Lord Jesus, and it didn't start with the disciples, but this is just a part of, it's a part of human existence. People disagree. That's just all there is to it. It's a long story, but it's been going on for centuries, for many centuries. During the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church dominated. There was very few people that called themselves Christians that weren't Roman Catholic. The Protestant Reformation started in 1517 with Martin Luther. He was protesting what he saw as abuses in the Roman Catholic Church, and that's what we call the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. A lot of Baptist people believe, well, we were never Protestant. There's always been, according to Baptists, segments, pockets of Christians that did not belong to the Roman Catholic Church. And there is no Baptist denomination, not really, because Baptists by definition are independent. And most of your churches that would call themselves a community church or a Baptist church, even if they're Southern Baptist, that's just a group of independent Baptists who want to convene and work together, and they call themselves the convention. For people like me, that's a little too tidy. That's a little too close. I don't want to be a Southern Baptist like that.
But sure,
It doesn't mean they're not Christians. I'm just independent. And there's lots of different fellowships. There's the Southwide Baptist Fellowship, General Association of Regular Baptist Churches, Bible Baptist Churches, World Baptist Churches. There's many, many Landmark Baptist Churches. There's all,
so
sorts.
So the bottom line is, just because of who we are as humans, we disagree. And if somebody is leading a church that people are going to, and all of a sudden they don't like the direction, like you just mentioned, I believe the Methodist Church, basically they just split and create their new sect, their new denomination, whatever you want to call it. This is basically just human existence and over time where we've come up with all of these different denominations is the bottom line.
I guess. But remember, okay, a denomination is when you have groups of churches that are officially tied together.
Okay.
Anglican, Presbyterian, Lutheran, But even among the Lutherans, there's Wisconsin Synod, Missouri Synod, Evangelical. Yep. I mean, there's all sorts of different.
Okay. But, all right.
There you go.
Very good. I appreciate you because, like I said, you know, the Roman Catholic Church, of course, you know, Simon Peter, I understand that totally. That's where it all started. And like you said, in the beginning, majority of Christian believers chose to be Catholics because that's where basically it started. But then these other, I get it. Let's get back to the colonies.
I have to argue. No, as a Baptist or a Protestant.
Oh, I know. You're going to argue with that. I do not believe. Well, that's why you're a Baptist.
Yes. I do not believe that when Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Roman Catholics takes that verse there in Matthew 16 and says, "See, Peter was the first pope." That's what they claim. I don't believe that's what Jesus was saying. Okay, back to this.
The colonies. The
colonies. Now, right next to Massachusetts, of course, is Connecticut. And a lot of them thought that this city on a hill is what the John Wyndham was. This theocratic Puritan nation is what they were trying to establish in Massachusetts. It was way too strict. So he departed, is credited as being the founder of Connecticut, wrote the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, which is the first constitution of its type, really, in the history of the world. And they were very strong Puritans, but not as strong as Massachusetts. Now, in Massachusetts, and that Connecticut is 1635. Now, a man named Roger Williams, 1636, he was a devout Christian and originally a Puritan. But as he became convinced that we should have religious tolerance, that the state and the church should be separate. You can't do that. And I want to, if we have time, I want to come back to his ideas. Roger Williams is credited for founding the colony of Rhode Island. He believed that he was led to a spot to found that colony. He called it Providence. It's the name of the capital to this day. And George Washington called Rhode Island the Little Baptist State of Rhode Island. It was established on Baptist principles. I'll come back to that. Rhode Island, 1636. So, then New Hampshire, which was a split, again, of Massachusetts, was founded in 1623. Puritan, yes. Nobody was as strict as Massachusetts. And Massachusetts had a state church up until 1830. I mean, long after we had the Constitution, they had a state church of Congregationalism. And that in itself is another study. So those four colonies are known as New England colonies: Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. The middle colonies, and by the way, all four of those were settled by the English, and they were all English, dominated by the English. Now, in the middle colonies, not the same. New York, founded in 1624, was originally New Netherlands, founded by the Dutch. They called it New Amsterdam, the capital. But eventually, the English settled there, and they changed the name to New York. So, in New York, it was a mixture, Dutch Reformed and Anglican in New York. In the Netherlands, the Dutch, Holland, that was a country that was dominated by John Calvin and Reformed theology. They were strongly Protestant. Okay, Pastor Chaffel, what's Reformed theology? Well, it goes from the word Reformation, and they are kind of real strong followers of John Calvin. So, the Reformed Church, the Christian Reformed Church, the Presbyterian Church, they like the name, and they claim to be Reformed. And they emphasize the sovereignty of God, and they are united into a denomination. That's way more complicated than that, but I've only got time to overview it. But those are called Reformed churches. And there's a set of Baptists that call themselves Reformed Baptist. They're still independent, but they believed in the Reformed theology. And I This is a whole semester course. Okay, that's 1624 New York. New Jersey, 1664, founded by John Berkeley, Sir George Carteret, and they got their some territory from the Duke of York, and it was different denominations. Really wasn't founded by some one sect in New Jersey, 1664. Pennsylvania. Now, that's known as Penn's Woods, right? Pennsylvania, Penn's Woods. William Penn was owed money by the king, and the king, instead of paying him all the money, gave them this land grant. And it was originally founded by Quakers, and it was called the Great Experiment. We're going to have a Christian state, a Christian nation. And they were known for religious tolerance. And, however, a lot of them were pacifists. A pacifist is somebody that believes that you're not supposed to fight. That when Jesus said, if a man smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him again the left also, you apply that to everything. And so the Quakers, we call them Quakers because during their services, sometimes they quake, and that was a derisive term laid on the Quakers. They called themselves the Society of Friends, the Quakers did. And eventually, the Quakers became a very small minority in Pennsylvania, more historic, traditional Protestantism dominated in Pennsylvania. After that, that was 1664, Pennsylvania, 1681. Delaware was 1638, originally founded by the Swedish. And they had different denominations also. And they were taken over by the Dutch and then the English. Started with Sweden, then Netherlands, then the English. The English came to dominate the east coast of the United States, obviously. Great Britain dominated. And so even though there were remnants of Swedes and Dutch and others, it was dominated by the English. Okay? And so that's important. Now the southern colonies. Virginia, 1607, Jamestown was the first, that was the first permanent English settlement in the New World. First permanent English settlement in the New World. Let me go backward just for a second. There was an English colony called Roanoke, founded in 1585, Sir Walter Raleigh. They settled it. He went back to England to get supplies. They came back, and the colony of Roanoke had vanished. It's been a mystery to historians. What happened to Roanoke? They came back and there was something written on a tree called Croatoan. Now, what was that? They never found them. Now, historians believe, and I guess I'll go with it because I don't know, that they evidently migrated and joined up with a friendly Indian tribe, taught them Christian beliefs, moved south to North Carolina. Because decades later, Europeans were amazed to find Indians that were totally Christian and spoke English and had a lot of English tradition and culture. But they also had Indian. So it was a mixture. That's the best guess on what happened to the lost colony of Roanoke, which would have been called the first English colony, but it didn't survive. That was 1585.
Amazing. That's interesting. Perfect spot for a break. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll continue after this. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.